The Matlanga Commission, the inquiry focused on criminality, political interference, corruption within the criminal justice system, reconvenes today at the Bridget Mabandla Justice College in Tshwane. So online, as always, organized crime expert Chad Thomas to enlighten us, because we're now day 62 in. Chad, good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you. Very good afternoon to the listeners.
Chad, where's the time gone? Day 62 of the Matlanga Commission.
Yeah, it has passed us by fast. Remember that they did take a break and they submitted an interim report to the president on the 17th of December 2025, which has already been acted upon. So taking it all into consideration, are they going to meet the next deadline? I don't know. Much the same as the Ad hoc has asked for a third extension, which they've got. Matlanga, will they need an extension? Well, we'll know in 2 months' time, but at least they're making progress.
So that's exactly what we want to know, Chad. I mean, you've kept us literally up to date and helped us dissect what exactly has been going on. There's been hits, attempted hits. There have been suicide. There was a report, others fearing for their lives. A lot has happened in this period, and should we say to be expected as the commission unfolded over the last couple of weeks? These are things which we should have expected.
Yeah, so we need to make a clear distinction between ad hoc committee and Matlanga. Two different bodies that have been established to investigate this, one by the president, one by parliament, and it's creating a lot of confusion. So on ad hoc, we saw people didn't want to appear based on safety issues, but they've now changed their minds. Paul O'Sullivan has now appeared and he'll be coming back. But Mokgotsi said he wouldn't be appearing. He's now agreed that he will be appearing. Now let's go to Matlanga. Matlanga hasn't had as much issues, except, of course, the death of witness D, Marius van der Merwe. Now, that came as a shock to everybody, myself included. I originally did not think that it may be directly linked to his testimony at Matlanga, because there had been other issues around him, the dismantling of the informal settlement, the factionalism with the Zama Zamas that he was meant to be investigating but siding with, and another attempt to be made on his life much prior to his testimony at Matlanga. But now, of course, we've seen other things coming out from Ukuruleni, from the East Rand, involving bad actors in security, bad actors in EMP, PD, bad actors in SAPS, that may suggest that he was actually taken out. So these concerns are justifiable and the people needing protection are justified, but it mustn't distract us from the work of it. So now today we see General Shadrach Sibiya, he's suspended, he's the Deputy National Commissioner. He now goes to testify. In his testimony, he goes to great lengths to show that Matlanga is actually the real commission. Matlanga is where the action should be happening. Matlanga is where things are done properly, because he keeps on referencing how he was ambushed, how he was asked questions, how he was ridiculed at ad hoc. And this is something that's interesting, because some people prefer to watch ad hoc because there's a lot of cheap politicking that takes place.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things that happen there. And then people that are more wanting to actually understand the true rot and what can be done about it are watching Matlanga. So he went to great lengths today to try and endear himself at Matlanga, to say, listen, what happened at ad hoc shouldn't have happened. What came out about me that was negative really wasn't that bad. It came out in the wrong way. And he's now going to lengths to try demonstrate why he did what he did from a legitimate perspective, what the National Commission's role was, why PKTT was going to be disbanded. And he's going to great lengths to show that he actually isn't a bad actor in all of this. He can't actually understand why he's been portrayed in such a light. Yes, he and Mkhwanazi have had fallouts in the past and they didn't sit around the same table, but he's not this person that he's been made out to be. So we had a very interesting part of the Matlanga, especially with Sibiya, because there's been a lot of aspirations cast on him from a negative perspective, and there's been a lot that's been said about him. Now he has the opportunity in a formalized environment where he's not getting interrupted, where people aren't using this as an opportunity for cheap politicking to get his version across. But remember, he's still going to be crossed by the commissioners. So there's still interesting times ahead. But as it stands right now, Sibiya's there and Sibiya is casting shade on ad hoc.
I like the tone of it, Chad, you know, casting shade. Now, you're so right. We find that many people are precariously interested in the ad hoc committee and what is happening there, because it kind of gives people that reminiscent memories of when the EFF really, you know, engaged in these shenanigans during the parliamentary sessions. And that made parliamentary television very, very sought after. People tuned in like you cannot begin to imagine. We're kind of like seeing the same thing. Do you think if we are kind of distracted by ad hoc and not really focusing on the Madlanga Commission, we may then just miss the point as South Africans?
Yes. So ad hoc is sexy. Ad hoc, like you said, it's made parliamentary oversight committees and ad hoc committees relevant. Just like the EFF, when they used to disrupt SONA, more people started to tune in. Now SONA has become very relevant. I think a lot of people were disappointed to watch the president for 1.5 hours the other day, and there wasn't any points of order raised. There weren't any arguments, but at least we got to watch it. At least we got to enjoy it and appreciate how our country functions and how our representatives are functioning. So ad hoc is for those that want the soap opera, but Langa is those that want to see resolution and coming to a finding about why there's this rot within our law enforcement and what we're going to do about this rot. So those are the two differences. One is a documentary, the other is a soap opera.
Now, Chad, today's proceedings, did it reveal anything new?
It confirmed that Nkwanazi and Sibiya didn't sit around the same table. Sibiya raised a very interesting point where he wanted to have protectors take him down to KZN because for some reason unbeknown to him, the MK party would be marching in Durban and they would want to hand over a petition of sorts, and he was now the allocated person. He found this very strange and suspect, and the national spokesperson actually interceded on his behalf, and the national commissioner then said, okay, you don't have to go down, and then MK cancelled the march. And he's now making out that the MK party is actually behind a lot of the negative narrative about him and a lot of the social media accounts. So this has now become quite interesting because he's now pointing fingers towards MKP. He's saying he was fired on Zuma's watch, and he's now trying to infer that this has a political undertone. But what stands out for me is he cannot give a reason why they would be doing this to him. Nobody quite understands, those that are in the know that are following this, what made Sibiya such a threat that they've been trying to neutralize him for over 15. What is it about Sibiya that he's always getting charged? People are always making these allegations against him. I think he mentioned something ridiculous, like 20 different cases having been opened against him over the years and having been arrested. So it's a very interesting dynamic, because what is it about Sibiya that is making all these people want to go after him?
Indeed, indeed. In conclusion, Chad, again, we are expressing faith in the commission and its findings and what the end result would be, so that effectively as South Africans, it contributes towards a restoration of public trust and faith in our judiciary and importantly, SAPS in law enforcement.
Yeah, it's so very important for us. The TRC was a major turning point in our country because we saw people taking responsibility for their actions. We saw people standing up and confirming some of the atrocities that had taken place. We were let down a little bit by Zonda because it wasn't really communicated effectively to the public what Zonda would do and that there would still be processes afterwards that would be needed to be followed. This particular commission, at least we're seeing action being taken from a parallel perspective almost immediately. So I think it does restore a lot of confidence, as does our current Minister of Police, Feroz Khachalia. I had the opportunity of sitting next to him on the plane 2 days before SONA going to Cape Town for a cabinet meeting, and he and I got to chat. And I can tell you this, the man knows what he wants to do. He's serious about it. He's just having to work with a lot of people who are understandably negative and may not be on the same page, but we're in the right position to turn this horrible, horrible tide of violent crime in this country.
As always, Chad Thomas, organized crime expert. Thanks so much for your time. Always valuable, sir.